This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. If you'd like to email me with a question, topic of interest that you'd like to hear me talk about on this podcast, radioprogram@AOL.com is the email. That is radioprogram@AOL.com. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Last week, I talked about collagen and what the science says. I'm going into now part two. Just a little recap. What we talked about last week, what is collagen? What factors affect collagen in the body? What are the benefits of collagen? What does it do for skin and nail health? We talked about pressure ulcers, cellulite, brittle nails. We talked about bone density and osteoporosis. We talked about osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And we talked about joint health and exercise. So now in part two, I want to go on about the benefits of collagen, because this comprehensive review of the literature was put together beautifully by Fullscript. So, next is cardiovascular health and type 2 diabetes. Studies have shown that marine collagen peptide supplementation may be effective in improving metabolic markers in patients with type 2 diabetes. A randomized placebo-controlled study of 100 type 2 diabetic patients examined the effects of marine collagen peptides, MCPs, on glucose and lipid metabolism. Results demonstrated reductions in fasting blood glucose and blood insulin, human glycated hemoglobin A1C, low-density lipoprotein, that's LDL cholesterol, total triglycerides, total cholesterol, free fatty acids. Marine collagen peptides are showing reductions in all of these markers, including high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, nitric oxide, increased insulin sensitivity index, high-density lipoprotein. So it increases these marine collagen peptides, MCPs, showed increased insulin sensitivity, which is an improvement, right? High-density lipoprotein, your HDL, you want a higher HDL. Bradykinin, prostaglandin 12. There are good prostaglandins and bad ones, right? These are the less inflammatory ones, the non-inflammatory. And adiponectin were also noted. Another similar study found that marine collagen peptide, MCP, treatment in diabetics decreased free fatty acids, C-reactive protein, resistin, leptin, prostacyclin, while the treatment increased bradykinin, adiponectin. The study concluded that MCPs may offer protective effects against both type 2 diabetes and hypertension. So let's talk a little bit about hypertension. Studies examining the effects of chicken collagen hydrolysate, CCH is the acronym, CCH is chicken collagen hydrolysate, supplementation have demonstrated antihypertensive effects. This is interesting. Eat that chicken soup, right? A study of 15 mildly hypertensive patients found that CCH significantly improved blood pressure and reduced plasma renin activity after 4 weeks. A second placebo-controlled study found that CCH supplementation had modulatory effects on circulation, marked by improvements in arterial stiffness, vascular damage, and blood pressure. Wow, that chicken soup isn't only penicillin. That collagen is good for things. So, how can we increase collagen levels in the body? Well, one way, eat chicken soup, drink broth, eat stew. All homemade stuff is really what we're talking about, prepared from scratch. Bone broth, rich in collagen and many other beneficial nutrients, bone broth may be one of the best ways to get more collagen through the diet. It could be made at home from bones of your choice, such as beef, chicken, turkey, and fish. Simmering bones over a long period of time extracts collagen in the form of gelatin. If you've ever made homemade bone broth, you may have noticed that as the broth cools, a layer of gelatin forms at the top. You know, watch it quiver, see it shiver. We're not talking about Jell-O brand pudding. We're talking about that beautiful soup, that gelatin that forms at the top. That is great, great nutrition. So, you want to make your own. It's very easy. It's very easy to make your own. That chicken, that roast chicken that you had at Sunday dinner, whatever's left of it, throw it into a pot of water, filtered water, throw in some celery, some carrot, some seasonings, maybe some onion. Simmer it. Simmer it for hours. You have broth. Put it away. Make it a habit to have a hot mug of broth every day in place of maybe one of your cups of coffee or tea, or in addition to that. Or always start your lunch and dinner with a cup or a small bowl of broth. This is a great way to get collagen. Another way to increase collagen in the body is by increasing the uptake of collagen boosting nutrients. And there are several nutrients that provide the building blocks and support the synthesis of collagen in the body. And the top nutrients for collagen formation, let's go through it. To get glycine, this is the amino acid glycine, and it's the primary amino acid in collagen, right? There's glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline. Glycine is a primary amino acid. Where do we get it? Fish, meat, dairy, spinach, kale, cabbage, cauliflower, pumpkin, banana, and kiwi. Eat those for glycine. The other primary amino acid in collagen is proline. Where do we get proline? We get it from egg whites, meat, cheese, and soy. The third primary amino acid in collagen is hydroxyproline. Where do we get hydroxyproline? Meat, fish, eggs, alfalfa sprouts, and carob seeds, C-A-R-O-B, seeds. How do we help with proline to hydroxyproline synthesis? Take vitamin C. Vitamin C, its function is the regulation of collagen synthesis. Where else will you find vitamin C? In citrus fruits, your orange, grapefruit, lemon, lime, kiwi, strawberries, bell peppers, especially red bell peppers, broccoli, and kale. Very, very important to eat well all of your fruits and vegetables. This is what we're talking about. How else can we build up collagen in the body or prevent collagen degradation? Anthocyanins and antioxidants. Where do we get anthocyanins and antioxidants? Berries, eat your berries, your strawberries, your blueberries, your blackberries, raspberries. Herbs and spices such as oregano, rosemary, cinnamon, turmeric. It has protective effects. It can prevent collagen degradation. A word about cinnamon. It's very helpful if you have high blood sugar or diabetes to help lower it. If you have already low blood sugar, cinnamon may lower it even more. Be careful. You don't want hypoglycemia. That doesn't feel good. And if you're prone to hot flashes, cinnamon is a heat maker in the body. If you're having hot flashes, stop cinnamon. Instead, have the other sources of anthocyanins and antioxidants, your oregano, your rosemary, turmeric, berries. What else do we need for collagen synthesis? We need copper, a very important mineral. Are you taking a lot of zinc? That can cause a deficiency of copper. If you take daily zinc, other than what's in your multi, because your multivitamin will also have some copper in it to balance it out. But if you're taking a large dose of zinc, say for cold, flu, or your skin, or just for general immunity, or to help stimulate your thyroid a little, if your thyroid is a little low, zinc is helpful along with selenium. But taking a lot of zinc daily can cause a deficiency of copper. You want to make sure you're getting some. And where do we get copper? Beef liver, sunflower seeds, cashews, chickpeas, lentils, hazelnuts, and good news, dark chocolate. We get copper from dark chocolate. We also need sulfur. We need sulfur in the diet. It is necessary for collagen synthesis. And where do we get sulfur? Sulfur-containing vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, like your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kohlrabi, kale. Eat plenty of those. You're getting sulfur. You're also getting sulfur from onions, from garlic, from egg yolks. Make sure you're eating these foods. Never throw out the egg yolk. That egg yolk has so many wonderful nutrients in it. You're also getting beneficial vitamin D, astaxanthin, lecithin, lutein, zeaxanthin, iron, selenium. Wow. All of that. Choline. Choline is also very important. But we're getting sulfur from the cruciferous vegetables, from garlic, from onions, from egg yolks. We need sulfur for collagen synthesis. What else do we need for collagen synthesis? Vitamin B6. Vitamin B6, also known as pyridoxin. Where do we get it? Meat, fish, chickpeas, potatoes, bananas, bulgur. So if you're eating a very varied diet, of whole, unprocessed, natural foods, all of which I just mentioned to you, to get the glycine, the proline, the hydroxyproline, which are the primary amino acids in collagen, to get the vitamin C, which is responsible for the regulation of collagen synthesis, to get your anthocyanins and antioxidants, which have protective effects, preventing the degradation of collagen. If you're getting copper, which is necessary for collagen synthesis, sulfur, vitamin B6, all of these foods, meat, fish, dairy, spinach, kale, cauliflower, pumpkin, banana, kiwi, eggs, alfalfa sprouts, citrus fruits, bell peppers, berries, herbs, spices, liver, sunflower seeds, chickpeas, cashews, dark chocolate, hazelnuts, egg yolks, potatoes. All of these are wonderful for helping build collagen and prevent the degradation of collagen. All very important, right? So dietary supplements. Research has shown that supplemental collagen can be beneficial for several different health conditions, as I've summarized for you. Collagen supplements may be derived from a number of different animal sources, including beef, chicken, pork, and eggshell membrane. Marine-derived collagen has become increasingly popular for environmental, ethical, and health reasons. Marine-derived collagen is considered less allergenic, therefore less likely to trigger an inflammatory response. And there are no concerns over contamination with zoonoses such as BSE, TCE, FMD, as there are with bovine and porcine sources, with beef and pork sources. Look for sustainable, grass-fed, pasture-raised, and or free-range to ensure supplements come from the best quality sources. The quality of collagen supplements may also depend on its form, which affects its molecular size and ability to be absorbed. During the manufacturing process, collagen can be extracted from materials like skin, bones, tendons, ligaments, and cartilage using hot water to form gelatin. Hey, sounds like making soup, right? Gelatin is then broken down by a process called hydrolysation, which converts gelatin to collagen hydrolysate, a form of collagen often seen in dietary supplements. Collagen hydrolysate is composed of small collagen peptides with low molecular weight, increasing absorption and bioavailability. When it comes to prescribing supplemental collagen, be sure to consider quality and form to ensure optimal absorption and results. There's a lot of references here. This is all on FullScript. You can go to FullScript. You can go to drhoffman.com, go to the store where you can get onto FullScript and find all these resources, and you could shop for collagen supplementation. This is actually wonderful. Way to get collagen is via supplementation. I gave you all of the dietary resources for supplements, which are, of course, my favorites. And this is all good, whole, unprocessed food, the way it's found in nature. It appears we are meant to be omnivores. We are meant to be getting animal protein in the diet so we can get these main collagen-forming amino acids as well. as well as the other beneficial nutrients for increased collagen synthesis, for less aging, for less skin wrinkling, for the maintenance of our bone health, our joint health, our cardiometabolic health, blood sugar health, for reducing inflammation in the body, for all of that. Important stuff. So this is all about collagen. This was part two of collagen, what the science says. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.